We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yes, it's Wednesday, hump day, middle of the week.
Yes, April Fool's Day. There's no April Fool's joke that could go over well today, right?
Nope.
Right? Well, yeah, Google, I think they canceled April Fool's Day. They said they're not, usually I guess they do some stuff, but they're not doing any jokes today.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing that you could possibly do. I think that could go over well, right?
No jokes today.
Nah.
Nothing's funny.
Nah. Mm-mm. I think Donald Trump going to try to get one off, though.
Think so?
Yeah, I was thinking about that last night. Like, he might just come out and be like, all right, everything's over. We were just joking. This is just a long, elaborate joke. But no, that's not going to happen. I don't know.
Yesterday I went to a Broadway basement play. Me and the wife, we got dressed up and we went out last night. It was the Basement Theater presents the Casey Family Show. My kids put on a comedy, magic, dancing, and singing show. So it was pretty entertaining. It went on for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. They had different parts. They were singing. They were telling jokes. Taylor, one of our producers, would have loved their knock-knock jokes. And it was pretty entertaining. It was pretty good. We had a great night in the basement.
Did you stream it?
No, didn't stream it, but we just enjoyed it. We just sat back and relaxed and just really enjoyed the show and see how talented my kids are when it comes to singing, being a magician, and dancing. It was pretty fun.
Who's the magician?
London was the magician. They put together boxes so that, like, they put the sheet up in front of themselves and then dropped the sheet, and then they were gone, hidden in the boxes. And then one time she jumped in a box and then popped out, and then she had a full dress on, like fully dressed up with a tiara in her hair. But it was pretty good. Jackson did the dancing and singing. Logan did a magic trick. And Madison, she was just the curator of everything. So it was pretty cool.
What
you guys do? Anything?
I had a kind of a productive day yesterday.
Okay,
I was getting some... Yeah, I'm getting some things done, some initiatives that I'm going to help work on for small businesses. So I'm really excited about that. I think we announced that today. So, yes, I'll be posting about that so people can apply to win this, to get this money. And I guess I can't say too much about it yet, but later on today we'll have more information about that. And then I know in New York, the Small Business Services, they have some initiatives that they're doing. They're putting that out on Friday, mm-hmm. and it's a paycheck protection program. So I've been trying to figure out other things I can do just to kind of help out.
Okay. All right. And Charlamagne, how was Club Home? Club Bed, what you do? Anything?
I ain't do a goddamn thing, okay? I am the host of Couchella at this point, all right? I mean, it's I'm not going to sit here and try to fake productive. Like, I feel like I do any other time. Like, because I'm a homebody anyway. I'm a Cancer, so I like to be at the crib. You know what I mean? So, it's for me, this is actually kind of great. I'm not even going to lie to you. This is actually kind of great. I feel for my children more than anybody. What do you mean?
Do you do something different with the kids every day so they just don't feel stir crazy, or?
No.
Is it they just got to get in where they fit in?
This is regular. This is what we do. We eat dinner together all the time. We eat lunch together all the time. We talk, we laugh, we joke all of the time. You know, we read books together. Like, this is a regular day in my life. This whole past 2 weeks has been a regular day in my life. But that's because I'm a Cancer and I'm a homebody. So I don't have to be out and about being fake busy.
Yeah, your kids usually go to school from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And that's why I said I feel bad for the kids more than anything, though. I feel bad for the kids because, like, you know, especially my oldest daughter, because she has a lot of extracurricular activities, especially, you know, cheerleading. And, you know, just going to school and being social with her friends is a great thing for them. And that's not able to happen right now. So other than that, no.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Questlove will be joining us next hour. Of course, Questlove from the legendary.
How is he joining us?
Phone line, sir. Phone line. Day and age. He'll be joining us on the phone.
Yeah, it's the way everybody's been doing it on the news. That's
actually an old day and age. Remember back in the day when you used to do radio and it was all phoners?
Now we're back to that.
You're back to phoners?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Well, we'll give you an update, of course, on what's happening with coronavirus. And there's a lot of misinformation out there. So we'll talk about one myth that was going around yesterday that Dr. Fauci dispelled.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with coronavirus. Right now, we are over 860,000 global cases mm-hmm. of coronavirus. There's only one state in the United States that has not yet reported a death from coronavirus, and that one state is Wyoming. Hawaii reported their first death from coronavirus, so right now Wyoming is the only place that has not seen a fatality. Now, Donald Trump is also warning that it's going to be a very painful 2 weeks coming up.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks, and then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel.
I wonder how much harder can those 2 weeks be than the last 2 weeks we saw. I guess what, more cases, more deaths?
Of course.
And Dr. Fauci is also dispelling this myth that was going around yesterday. It's not a myth, but it's very misleading, as he said. Now, people were talking about coronavirus, and there was research that said that coronavirus can travel 27 feet. So the 6 feet of social distancing won't matter. Here's what he said about that.
This could really be terribly misleading, John. What it was looking at the distance that droplets fly by speaking, by coughing, by sneezing. So if you go way back and go, achoo, you might get 27 feet. But so when you see somebody do that, get out of the way.
Right. So
I wish these people would just say they really don't know. Like, there's no need to even, you know, say that he's dispelling, you know, that theory, because they really don't know. Like, he basically said if you sneeze hard, it can go 27 feet, but most people don't sneeze that way.
Well, he said that you have to lean your head back and then, like, thrust your head forward at the same time. And then it might go 27 feet. And he said it's just not practical.
He's just basically basing that off the way people sneeze. Like, but that don't mean that it's not possible that can't happen. I just wish they would say they don't know. Because every day it's something new about this. this
And this today
virus.
Is also Census Day, by the way, just so you guys know. And it's very important that people fill out their census, and you can fill out your census online. So this determines, and it happens every 10 years only. It determines how many representatives each state gets in Congress, how billions of dollars in federal funding gets spent, schools, roads, other important things in your community will either get or lose funding over the next 10 years based on your population. So that's why it's a very big deal for you to fill out your census. So for everybody who got those census forms in the mail, or if you want to go online and go ahead and do that, please make sure you fill out your census. Today is that day. All right.
A lot of people.
Yeah, if you lie.
A lot of people, especially immigrants. Yep, they don't want to fill it out because they feel like that'll be used against them. And I can understand it.
Yeah, just lie and say you're white on the census, and they'll probably improve your neighborhoods immediately. Your neighborhood will probably get more funding.
And Chris Cuomo, CNN host Chris Cuomo, has tested positive for coronavirus, and here's what he had to say about that revelation.
If you need a death toll, you will get it every day, and it will frighten you. My suggestion, don't get caught in the numbers. Why? They're just scary and they're out of context. We do not have the testing data to make real sense of our reality beyond what we know is the face of it for an overwhelming number who gets sick. And that face is mine. I tested positive. Scary, yes, but better me than you. My concern is what I may have put on my family.
See, I don't, even that is like, didn't sound right. Because it's just like he says, don't pay attention to the numbers. Don't pay attention to the, he said the death toll will scare you, but don't pay attention to the numbers. You know, what he said, they're not always accurate. I'm like, either people dying or they're not. Like, mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. And I am scared by the numbers because I really feel like there's more people that have it and more people dying than they actually are saying, because I don't necessarily think they absolutely know yet. You know, that as they're testing more and more people are having it. So, yes, I am scared and concerned with the numbers. I am.
Well, Louisiana had their worst day yesterday. They had 1,200 new cases, according to health officials, and more than 50 deaths.
I mean, yeah, and you know, they also had Mardi Gras from what, January 6th to February 25th, you know, and at the time, people didn't know that a lot of people, you know, had it. It wasn't a global pandemic quite yet. So it's just like, I saw them being upset at the mayor said she should have canceled it. And I'm like, how was I know I was supposed to cancel it? And that's real. How was she supposed to know?
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Hello.
Hey. Money Making Mitch, how y'all doing?
What's money up, Making Mitch, you ain't making no money Mitch. Right now. You ain't making no money in a recession.
Right, you crazy. Cut it out, Charlamagne the God.
How you making money? Tell me how you making money.
by giving proper advice on how people should be really cleaning their house. That's enough money for me to educate these people.
If you really, you're finessing.
Of course. If you really, really, really want to kill this coronavirus, all hospitals and everybody's home, just start from sterilization room. Start from the bathroom, then work your way out. Everything you use in the bathroom, you can use around your whole apartment. Every hospital that's scared, they have training. Sterility is important. So if you just expand your sterilization department and make the whole hospital sterile, then everything, every item, every equipment, every instrument can actually be used properly. All these numbers.
Money making Mitch, let me ask you a question. People actually paying for this advice?
Of course they are.
Cleaning the bathroom?
Clean your bathroom, actually.
I agree that you have to do sterilization, but you do know that it's transmitted from person to person, right?
Exactly, but it depends on how many people are in your house and do you have a team that's doing sterilization. This is the family. This isn't people from next door coming into my house.
How are you making money off this? Yeah, I'm confused. How do you make money?
You're talking about financial money. I don't need financial money. I don't need no finances. I'm fine. Financial.
What other money is there?
My money's there, but financially, I'm fine. But the other money is the other important money is information. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, knowledge is currency. I get what you're saying.
So that right there alone, I'm saving lives by telling people. I served in the military 17 years as a medical officer. I've done all forms of surgery. I've been in so many different situations, and we treat every patient. Now, this is the coronavirus. We treat every patient as if they were HIV. Now we have to treat every patient as if they have HIV, corona, and all these other symptoms. That's pretty dope, because now you have to stay on top of sterility for the rest of your life. You understand?
Okay.
This should be an awakening call.
Thank you, brother, for calling, man. We really
I don't understand, but, you know, to each his own.
So you're talking about that type of money. You're talking about financial money. What other money is there?
He meant currency, that's all.
Oh,
currency. Hello, who's this?
Hi, guys. It's Maribel, one of the Kelly girls.
Hey, one of the Kelly girls. How are you, Maribel?
Good. Uh-huh, guys. It's been a while. Thanks for taking my call today. Not getting, what's it called? I've been waiting and no one's been taking my call.
How are you, first of all? How are you and the Kelly girls quarantining?
It's terrible. I'm bored out of my mind. We're bored out of our mind. We haven't been to work in about like a week and a half.
Oh, you're not doing takeout?
Okay, so but you guys are quarantining. You guys are quarantining together, right?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
and I mean, my sister's keeping up with school, and I'm just kind of doing my own thing, kind of trying to figure out life.
Just floating. This is a good time to figure out life, though. This is a great time to figure out life.
It is. And that's been on my head. Like, it's just been trying to figure out life. But it's fine.
Okay. That's good, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're glad you're safe.
Out there, all right?
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Dante on Top Flight Security.
Top Flight Security. Tell him salute. We appreciate him.
Thank you so much. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, get it off your chest.
Today I'm going to get off my chest. I feel like everybody is overly praising Andrew Cuomo, the governor. I don't feel like what he's doing is extremely productive. Yes, he's building hospitals for us and stuff like that, but it's entertaining the pandemic. What are we doing to stop it? I feel like New York City needs to be shut down indefinitely. Like, yeah, you're building hospitals, you're bringing a ship here, but what are you doing to stop it, you know? I feel like he's not closing the city indefinitely. I don't know, for money reasons or whatever the case may be, but as long as this city is open, it's going to spread. And that's just
what I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Yeah. You know why they're praising him, though? They're praising him because of the lack of leadership that has been shown on the Democratic side, especially from the presidential candidates. And when you have Donald Trump talking every day, Cuomo does give counter programming to that every day. So it's just good to see hear another side to the situation. That's all.
I agree too a little bit, but I also feel like I'm also learning a lesson through this. Like with Trump, I feel like because he's done so much crazy stuff in the past, he's doing okay. Like, that CARE Act is very beneficial. And I feel like if a Democrat was in office, that wouldn't have got signed. Let's be honest. And I feel like the stimulus package is so good. Even though we only getting $1,000, he's not getting a lot of praise for it because people just don't like Trump, like, at all. I'm not a Trump supporter, but I'll be a realist and be like, wow, that was good what he did. You know what I'm saying?
See, what you just said is exactly why it was so important for Joe Biden, who's the Democratic frontrunner, to be in front of people's face every day offering counter-programming to Donald Trump. Because that is... Yeah, exactly. But that's what's becoming the consensus now. The consensus is you see Donald Trump all the time. You hear him all the time. He looks like he's in charge. He gave out this $2 trillion package. People got money in their pocket. At least he's attempting to do something. That's why I kept telling them stupid ass people that Joe Biden needed to be out there every day offering counter programming. And he didn't do that. And now,
Joe Biden is low. I haven't even seen Joe Biden. I haven't seen him on TV. Yep. The last time I seen him, he was at D-Nice's quarantine party.
I just
saw him the other day, but it's like they keep showing all the mistakes that he's making when he's talking. They keep being like, again, Joe Biden messes up, or, you know, so it's not looking good.
Well, he's broadcasting from his house and he can't work the equipment. You got to think he's quarantining, so he can't work like the Wi-Fi equipment and stuff.
Goodness gracious. All right. Hello, who's this?
Yeah. What's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav? Let's talk about your loss, Trav.
Oh, my God, Trav, are you okay?
I'm not gonna lie. I've been like super sad, man. Super sad. But rest in peace to Cardi. You know, Cardi Yancey.
His dog.
Cardi's dog.
Did they count your doll in the coronavirus death toll?
Charlamagne, I'm like super sad. Sorry, I'm like.
Really, I just asked a question.
Yeah, I have a little bit of empathy for him. He lost his dog. He loves his pet. He used to have Cardi with him everywhere.
Baby, man. Mm-hmm. That's like my little baby, man.
Little Chihuahua, man.
You know what? You know what? She had a spoiled life. She had a good life. She chilling.
She had an amazing life.
Yes, she had an amazing life. Yo, Yee, I watched that movie, Platform.
Oh, what'd you think?
Yo, really good movie. Yo, definitely the deeper meaning is about classism.
Yeah, it's about capitalism. And did you understand the ending?
Yeah. I really enjoyed the movie. Sorry, I was going to tell you, you got it, like, backwards. Like, Joe Exotic wasn't the one sleeping around with the tiger. It was Carol that was sleeping with the tiger.
You think Carol was sleeping with the tiger? You think so?
That's what I
think. Interesting.
All right, y'all.
All right. Feel better, Trav.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yeah, and since we're talking about Joe Exotic, let's talk about this footage that came out recently that people are talking about now, and it has to do with the N-word.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tory Lanez.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Yes, Tory Lanez' quarantine radio is still going strong. And according to multiple reports, and to Tory Lanez himself, this latest one yesterday actually broke all kinds of records. Listen to what he said.
We officially just broke the Taylor Swift record for 156,000 people live on her live.
So he's saying he has the most Instagram live viewers at one time with 310,000 people at the same time. I cannot verify nor deny whether or not that is true, but people are saying, you know, previously it was Taylor Swift, it was D-Nice. Now Tory Lanez is saying it's him. Now he also had Drake on yesterday, as well as French Montana. He's had Chris Brown on, Wiz Khalifa. Of course, he's had the strippers on. So here's what happened with him questioning Drake about this whole being in quarantine and being around Kevin Durant, who had tested positive for coronavirus.
We know that you were around Kevin Durant when he caught the corona. What were you doing to stay corona free at that time?
Honestly, a glass of wine keeps the corona away, boys. That's what I'm
saying. Now don't y'all run with that misinformation. Now wine is good for you. A glass of red wine is good for you a day, but it's not a cure for coronavirus, okay?
Not at all.
So I don't want any kids running around out there saying, hey, wine cures the coronavirus. That's not the way this works, people.
Not at all.
And speaking of Kevin Durant,
and he broke the record because of Drake, though. He broke the record for IG Live because of Drake. When Drake got on, that's when it shot up.
Now, let's talk about Kevin Durant, since we're talking about, you know, the NBA not happening right now. So what are they going to do? Well, they are going to do this NBA 2K20 charity tournament, and that is to raise money in the midst of all this coronavirus, this whole situation. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a single elimination Xbox One tournament that's going to run through to April 11th. Mm-hmm. And whoever wins with all these NBA players will get $100,000 to give to a charity in support of coronavirus relief efforts. So right now, Kevin Durant is a top seed. Also, Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Andre Drummond. There'll be a lot of people participating, a lot of big names participating in this NBA 2K20 tournament.
I think about Kevin Durant every day, because being that I haven't had a haircut in a couple weeks, and, you know, like, my hair grows, it looks just like Kevin Durant. Like, I've been begging my wife to order me a soft bristle brush, and she's going to tell me, you just happy you got some hair on your head. I need a soft bristle brush, Brad.
You get it bald. Why don't you just cut it? Have your wife cut your hair.
No. She don't know how to cut hair. Why would I do that? And I don't know how to cut hair, so why would I do that?
It's bald.
Cut your toupee. Have you touched your trap toupee? No. I saw you yesterday. You got a flat top.
All right, now let's get back to Joe Exotic, guys.
Out here looking like you want to be kid in house party.
Yesterday, they put out some footage of Joe Exotic, and what he's doing on here is it's from one of his old broadcasts, and they're showing him talking about why he's mad that he can't use the N-word.
What's going on here in this country? It's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word, but you can get on YouTube and watch any black man's rap video, and they're calling each other the N-word. What the hell? Is this discrimination? I'm white. I can't say the N-word and they can't.
So is it discrimination that he's white and he can't say it and they can?
Come on. It's not discrimination. I hope you're being sarcastic. It's clearly not discrimination.
Of course I'm being sarcastic.
But I understand what he means, though, because I can see where it's confusing if you love hip-hop and your favorite record has the N-word in it, you know, and you hear people say
it. People censor themselves all the time when they sing along to records, though.
Yeah, but I can see where it's confusing, especially when you have brothers and sisters saying it's a term of endearment. That's why we all just need to stop using the N-word. It's hard. I can't do it, but, we should.
It would be the right thing to do. I mean, but we've been saying that for years now.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. It's just so hard when niggas be out here nigging.
See?
All right, now Carol from Tiger King in the meantime is saying that she is a victim in Netflix's Tiger King, and she's saying she did not put her husband in a meat grinder. She wants to make sure people know that, and she was hoping when this first came out that the film would raise awareness, but now she's saying that she's been getting death threats herself and that Joe Exotic has been trying to get his minions to kill her since 2009. She said he was constantly going on his internet show saying that he has to get rid of me. It was very disturbing. The kinds of people who back up what he does are not stable people. It would be one thing if he went out to mainstream America, but he was going out to a group of whack jobs. That is according to Carol. Now, Kim Kardashian had also tweeted out, wow, the amount of texts I've gotten about Tiger King since I tweeted about it all have mentioned their belief that Carol killed her husband. What are your thoughts? Do you think that Carol killed him? him. And so I guess all of this is not good for Kara right now, especially because they're asking for more information into the disappearance of her first husband. So authorities are confirming now that they are looking for more information, trying to figure out what happened there. So this might not end well for Carol.
I'd just be shocked that they got Wi-Fi. When I look at them, I'm like, damn, they got internet shows and all kind of stuff. Like, they don't look like they got no Wi-Fi.
Not at all. They're making millions of dollars.
And then they also were hiring. Are you talking about during that time with Joe Exotic?
Oh, you think the animal sanctuary was making millions?
Yeah. Carol was definitely making millions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
because they were breeding tigers and selling them and everything for a profit.
Mm. But millions, ye?
Yeah, absolutely. And Carol definitely has millions. That's how she was able to do what she did. And let's not forget, Joe Exotic spent like $1 million trying to bring Carol down, and then he got sued by her and had to pay her $1 million.
Yeah, so I guess they did have some bread.
They definitely did. There's a lot of money in exotic animals, guys. That was the whole point.
I believe it's money, but I didn't know they were millionaires.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well,
I know
I'm
they said that Joe Exotic had got like $250,000 from his granddad when his granddad passed away or something.
Yeah, and think about all the acres of land that they had to have, and you know, and then even Joe Exotic hiring somebody to document everything, and then building that whole shed that they had for all the equipment and all of that. That was a big business. People paying to come and take tours.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But how much is acreage in South Carolina if you buy 30, 40 acres in South Carolina, Charlamagne?
30, 40 acres. That'll cost you a pretty penny. Back then, I don't know how much it is back then. Back now, an acre might be, man, I don't know. I'm not good with math.
And just imagine they're breeding these tigers to sell to people also, because people were buying them.
I can tell you that 8 acres cost about 125. 8 acres.
Okay. Right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm Angela Yee. And that is your rumor report.
All right, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yeah, speaking of all these millions of dollars, we'll tell you who has collectively come together to donate over $35 million to COVID-19 relief.
All right, and also Questlove will be joining us next hour, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with NFL owners, players, and clubs have collectively donated over $35 million, and that is for coronavirus relief. So the organizations that they are giving donations to include the American Red Cross, the Bob Woodruff Foundation, Boys and Girls Clubs of America, Gen Youth Foundation, Meals on Wheels, Salvation Army, United Way, Wounded Warrior Project, just a lot of different organizations that they have been donating that over $35 million to.
That's beautiful. I did that yesterday. Yesterday, I was in the giving spirit, and I did give out a couple of donations to a couple of people doing some great things for coronavirus relief.
Mm-hmm. Right now, coronavirus cases have topped over 860,000 globally, and they are saying over 42,000 deaths, and at least 80% of Americans right now are under stay-at-home orders, just so you know. So you do have to stay at home for more than 80% of the people here in the United States. Now, Donald Trump is saying the next couple of weeks could be even worse.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks, and then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel.
I mean, I don't see people staying in, though. Even when I have to go to the store, I have to make a run. There are a lot of people on the road. There are a lot of people still out and about.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but they just got to reinforce these laws a little bit stronger. Like, they do have to start fining people if people are out. They do have to threaten to throw people in jail. Like, they do have to, you know, enforce this stay-at-home thing a little bit stronger, at least for the next 2 weeks. Because if that's what they're saying is going to flatten this curve, that's what we need to do.
All right, now today is also Census Day, and you guys have to fill out your census. That happens only every 10 years, and that's how they determine how many representatives that each state gets in Congress, how the money is spent in federal funding, schools, roads, other important things. There is not a citizenship question on the census, by the way. So for people that are saying, oh, people who aren't citizens are scared, da-da-da-da-da, there is no citizenship question on the census. So if you have that U.S. Census form, you can also fill it out online, so you don't even have to touch your mail.
That's still scary to me, man, to tell people how many people in your house. For, I know for immigrants, I would be, I definitely would feel like
but there's
I
no citizenship question.
I know,
yeah,
no
but if there's a race, if there's a race question on there, I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure that they'll start. I'm just saying you could get on the radar, you
absolutely.
Know, based on what your race is.
And I'm sure they look at areas.
What do you mean what?
Areas.
But it's not a, so depending on your race, that doesn't have to do with if you're a citizen or not.
Yeah, but I can see them targeting you. This is like they target us about race any other time. It's profiling. You know what I'm saying? So if you live in a certain area and you say you're Hispanic or something like that, I can see them, you know, putting you on the radar. Or go, you know, let's go look and see what's going on a little bit deeper over there. Easily.
Yeah, I would be.
But I think it's
it.
Important because we complain about, you know, money going to certain areas. And if you're underrepresented, then you get less dollars and yet less people representing you in Congress.
But can they get
so that's why you gotta lie.
That's why you gotta lie and say you're white on the census.
Well, can you guarantee that they're not going to give that information to ICE? Because there's certain, you know, certain people live in certain areas. So if,
but
you, if
but there's no, it's not asking
people,
if you're a citizen or not. So I don't understand. But
if I'm not a citizen, am I going to put there's five people living in this house? No, I'm not.
Just because there's five people doesn't mean. But anyway,
yeah,
the thing is, I don't
want
to discourage
race,
people to not
well,
fill
race,
out the census.
They said they don't ask you about your race.
No, they don't ask you about your citizenship.
Oh, but they ask you about your race.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not. Hell no. Nope. If I'm sorry. If
so you're
I
telling people don't fill out the census form.
I'm just saying I'm scared. I can't. Our country can't guarantee that they're not giving that information to ICE and to make sure they're not checking up on my family. I would be nervous and scared if I was an immigrant. Yes, I would. That's what I'm saying.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
I mean, this has been going on for years, though. I mean, you can read plenty of articles about millions of Americans changing their racial or ethnic identity on the census. Like, they change it, you know what I mean? Like, and a lot of people that are Hispanic origin do change it for those exact reasons.
Absolutely.
Because they're afraid.
Can you believe this country? The same president that said, wear a scarf and you'll be okay? I'm supposed to believe what he says? The same president that said, oh, it'll be, nah, it's nothing. It's just something small. That president? Nah, B.
So you're saying don't fill out the census?
I'm saying I would do, what Rashawn Casey would do if I was an immigrant.
You can see
I
why people are afraid. I get what you're saying. You're just saying you can see why people are afraid.
I think we need a person who's an expert on this to speak about it. But, you know, I do think it's important for you to be represented. Like, you want to make sure that your area is represented by the amount of people, because that's how they figure out how much funding you're getting and how many representatives you get in Congress.
You should definitely fill out your census form, but I can absolutely see why, if you're of Hispanic heritage, you would be afraid. I can
definitely see that. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right, when we come back, Questlove will be joining us. We'll kick it with Questlove. He'll be on the phone line, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. On the phone line right now from the legendary Roots crew, we have Questlove. What's up, brother?
Questlove. We haven't done a radio phoner in so long.
You guys broadcasting from?
Right
Everybody's
now I'm in
at
my
home.
Office. Charlamagne's in his basement and Yee's at the crib.
Yo, this might be the new, even when this is over, you know, I'm speaking out positivity. When this will be over, this might be our new reality. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I hope not, dog.
I can't believe that virtual DJing has done more for my life than actual DJing, you know?
Really, like, Quest?
Oh, dude, this is the, I mean, we were there in the first place. We just didn't want to admit it because, mm-hmm. I mean, even when you go to concerts and go to events, like, what's the main common denominator of each of these events? Everyone's still on their phones.
Yeah, looking through their phones, yeah.
And so, you know, what I've learned early, like once I saw D-Nice sort of pave the way, I realized, like, you got to get there early before, you know, carve out your ground ahead of time. But, yeah, I mean, this is going to be the new normal. Even when this epidemic is over, this will still be the new normal.
Do you think it's the art of DJing or the music that has the healing powers? Or is it a combination of both? What do you think?
For me, I'm learning it's the music. Because the thing is that, you know, I'm a cat with really, I mean, not without sounding pretentious, like a more of a wider palate. So I'm more eccentric in my DJing. Like, even when I was DJing, in the normal sense of the word, like, I would take risks. Like, I'm the guy that will try and figure out, like, how to sneak in a Kermit the Frog song with Lil Yachty. You know what I'm saying? When I'm DJing in the first place. Now I'm just slowly realizing the power that I have now that I'm in. I'm doing more experiments than ever now that I have a captive audience that really doesn't have
nothing to do.
Options left.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's actually working out nice to my advantage. So
are you at home, Questlove?
Technically I am. I know it sounds funny. I'm sort of upstate. I have a friend who owns like a chicken farm. A farm with chickens on it. So
that don't sound funny. My brother got a chicken farm. My man Wax, he got a chicken farm.
That sounds smart. You ain't gotta leave the house.
You know, when I'm yelling Happy New Year at the top of the year, like the last thing I expected was to spend the first few days of spring making friends with a bunch of chickens now. But,
they might be your safest friends right now.
This has to be different for you, though, because as busy as you are doing all the things you've been doing, performances, tours, you know, the Late Show, all of that, the Tonight Show, this has to be really different for you to actually be sitting still.
You know what's weird? Technically, this is much needed rest I've been dying for, but on the other hand, it's like I've been busier than ever. Like, I still have a movie to edit. I still have a book to write. And, you know, with DJing, I'm like raising a whole bunch of money, like, you know, corporations and whatnot are hiring me. I'm using my services so I can raise money for the New York Food Bank so that these kids that I sponsor can still have their meals, because a lot of our kids in the city, they depend on high, like elementary school and middle school meals to feed and sustain them. So if anything, this is like the most rest I've ever gotten in my adult life, but also this is the most busiest I've ever been. Like, I never felt overwhelmed with the 9 jobs when I was in that cycle, but now add in, like, ooh, this is too much for me. Like, my day already is, like, completely full. So it's not like I'm sitting at home bored. Like, if
at
anything,
all.
I think this is the time that people need to explore their creativity and really just be open to finding other things to preoccupy them. Like,
right.
The result of this, I feel like in 10 to 15 years, the same way like the last problem that we had with the economic fallout 2008 spawned all those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there should be no reason by like 2030 while like the most creative things we've ever known will be sprouted because of what we're doing right now.
Right.
I agree with you. You know what, though, Quest? People have to. They have to get over their anxiety and their fear. And I think once they get over that and they start leaning into the uncertainty of it all, they'll start to find solutions in this problem. And that's when they'll get to the creativity, I think.
Dude, I mean, that's what my last book was about. Like, I told the main point of my last book was
Creative Quest.
Is your best friend. Oh, Creative Quest, yeah. My last book. And people used to laugh, and I said, no, like, boredom is your best friend. Like, the most creative people in the world were bored first. Like, Chris Rock would say that bullying is the best thing for creative, but I think that boredom is. And right now, a lot of people are bored, and this is where, this is the time that kings are going to be made. So,
I hate when people say an idle mind is the devil's playground. Why I got to be the devil's playground? Why can't it be God's playground? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you lean into something positive and you lean into the creativity and the talent that he's blessed us all with, why can't the idle mind be God's playground?
You know, a lot of times people could be during moments of stillness. I mean, people can self-sabotage a good thing. I mean, that's still a reality of it, but that's a whole nother psychological mindset.
All right, we got more with Questlove. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We still have Questlove on the phone lines right now. Yee.
Yeah, Questlove. I wanted to ask you about your last book, Creative Quest. When's the last time that you felt like you were paralyzed by something because it struck a chord in you so much? Like you said, Dr. Dre's The Chronic, J. Dilla. But when's the last time you felt that paralysis?
Actually, when J. Dilla died, I traditionally stopped making beats, if you will. Like, I mean, I knew how to create music, and I still produced, like, for The Roots, and I would do, like, an occasional, you know, a record for, like, an idol of mine. But when Dilla died, like, I stopped making production altogether. So the very first thing that I did during this whole stay-at-home punishment crap that we're on right now is I taught myself how to use, programs on my computer. So, you know, every day I've been practicing for 2 hours just making beats. So who knows? Maybe I can jump into that Timberland Swiss Beats battle.
Have you seen the battles?
Have you been enjoying those quests?
Yeah, what did you think of those battles? The Swiss, Timberland, you know, Hit Boy, weird. Boy Wonder.
The battle with the Dream was, that to me was even more, that was more entertaining. But yeah, right. I'm enjoying from afar, you know.
Would you jump into the battle? There's a lot of drummers out there, I'm sure, that think they could take you out, Quest.
For me, I don't participate in nothing unless I really get my 10,000 hours in. You know, that whole 10,000 hours equals genius. I still got more practice than to do. But no, I'm down for anything. I don't have any fear when it comes to creativity. Even failure. Like, if I fail at something, I'll take an L. But I'm gonna learn from it.
Who do you want to see in the battle? Who would be your dream battle? Because I saw yesterday people were saying Kanye West and Quincy Jones. I think that's a little bit disrespectful. I just think Quincy Jones is on.
Come on now.
Exactly. I think Quincy's on a whole nother level. Like, you shouldn't even, there should be no challenges to Quincy. But who would you like to see?
We live in a society where people are dying to troll people. So, I don't know. I mean, I pray that Kanye West he's silent. We're not hearing from him. So besides being a family man and a father, I mean, hopefully he's still fine-tuning his skills. Still, you know, I pray that's what he's doing with this time. So
who would you want to see Dr. Dre battle?
I would actually, you know what? I would actually like to see, I would like to see Pharrell. I'm trying to figure out, like, who do I equate Pharrell to? Like, I feel like Tyler, the Creator, is going to be the new Pharrell, so I'd like to see those two, like, in their creative mode. Because Pharrell's a cat that, besides J. Dilla and maybe Primo, Pharrell's the only cat that I know that actually treats his creativity like it's a job. Like, Pharrell gets up at 6 in the morning and is already working at 7 a.m. Most musicians, like that work at night thing, but Pharrell, like, he's one of the cats that, like, will be up at 7 in the morning already working. So,
right.
I mean, I admire that.
And, you know, another hustle that you got, Questlove, that that business is booming right now, the podcast business.
Oh, yeah. Somehow, you know, I got lucky using my nerdom for Questlove Supreme on iHeartRadio, which, you know, it's more of like, I guess you could say, like, my version of in the actor's studio, where I just get to nerd out and examine people's creativity. Like, for me, it's more about the engine of the car than about the actual destination. So, you know, I'm less about gotcha questions or anything about that. And I want to know, like, how many takes it took you to do this particular song or that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean,
that's
on
right.
iHeartRadio, okay. I got a Questlove Supreme.
Have you seen
you
Joe
leave the gotcha questions
chance?
To me?
Nah, actually, it's weird. We had Johnny Gill on a few episodes ago, and I was trying to be diplomatic, but, like, he brought some smoke to Brian McKnight. Like, the last thing I expected.
What? He started a beef.
R&B beef.
My goodness. Well, we appreciate you for checking in, Quest.
Yes, and I saw Stevie Wonder checked in with you, so that was amazing when you were doing that Stevie Wonder set that you did.
I'm still flabbergasted that, yeah, like, the fact that he was even tuning in, I mean, that's amazing to me. That's, you know, the fact that people are tuning in, I'm telling you, this is the new reality. I know that it's hard to fathom.
So we got to make good with it. But the fact that Stevie Wonder called during my DJ set, it was the best thing that ever happened.
I'm waiting for Stevie to troll everybody on Instagram when you and D Nice are on and just post. I see you. I see you, Questlove. I see you, D Nice. IG Live will lose it.
Conspiracy theory that Stevie Wonder could really see.
Nah, I think he's blind. Well, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I think he's physically blind, but I think he sees better than the rest of us.
You know what? One time I had a conversation with him when he was on our show, The Tonight Show, and someone had brought in like these two scalding hot Starbucks teas and put them on the table. And the way he was navigating it, like the teas were like on the corner of the table, and at one point I thought they were gonna fall over. And I went to like reach out. He's like, I got it.
Whoa.
How did you know?
He could feel it.
Exactly. Like, he was like, I got it. I know what I'm doing.
Wow.
And I was like, yo, he is another set of senses that we ain't even dealing with right now. So.
When is the night show coming back? Or when are y'all going back?
I mean, we're actively doing stuff at home. I think either today or tomorrow, we're going to interview the Beastie Boys,
Joe Biden,
on for their new movie that they have on Apple, but their documentary. But no, it's almost business as usual. We're just trying to figure out like how to incorporate the roots back into it with music.
We need that.
All right.
Yeah, I thought I heard you say you was editing a movie.
Yeah, I'm doing a film called Black Woodstock, which is essentially about this concert that happened 3 weeks before Woodstock with Stevie Wonder and like 40 other powerhouse acts that no one ever knew about. But
yeah, doesn't get much light.
Sit in the basement.
Gotcha.
So I'm directing that film right now.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in, Quest, and we appreciate your DJ sets. People don't know how hard it is to DJ that long and really in front of no active crowd, but appreciate you, what you do, bro.
I enjoy it. Thank you. I appreciate y'all service. Thank you, man. Stay safe for all of y'all. Stay safe.
Peace, Quest.
All right. Quest, love.
All right.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy Yee. You there, right? So what, nobody's on but me? All right, cool. Well, listen, man, I want to salute Questlove for calling in. Questlove is raising money for the food bank NYC, and I donated to that cause. I also donated yesterday to Move Humanity Forward. Remember when Andrew Yang was on and he was talking about his coronavirus relief fund, and I told him that I would pledge some money to that, and I didn't get around to it because I don't know why I forgot, but yesterday when I was sitting around trying to figure out what to do with my time and how to be productive, I always say when you want to be productive and you want to, you know, when you're just sitting around, figure out how you can make somebody else's life better. And so that's what I decided to do with my time yesterday. Yee, you're there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, my line must have dropped. I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What are you talking about?
Well, I was sitting there talking about, you know, Questlove and what he's doing to raise money for, you know, the kids in New York in order to and for them to eat. I think it's what's the name of that? Hold on, let me look it up right now. I just donated to it. I was just actually looking at it, actually. It is called the COVID-19 Food Hub NYC. That's what he was calling, talking about a few minutes ago, okay. And I donated to that. And I also donated to Andrew Yang's Move Humanity Forward. Even though I told him I would do that a couple weeks ago, I just got around to doing it yesterday because I was just telling people that when you're sitting around, okay, and you're twiddling your thumbs, figure out how you could be a blessing to somebody else. And so that's what I decided to do yesterday with my time.
Yeah, I was saying yesterday I also was having some conversations about helping out as well. That was pretty much all I did yesterday. So I think today we'll be able to announce something that will be really beneficial for small business owners, and that is for minority and women-owned businesses. And there's a fund that they're actually going to be helping to give away. I'm going to be participating in that, but I'm waiting for them to give me the okay to make the announcement, but I'm really excited about that. So yeah, I think it's important while we're at home, if there's anything that we can do to help other people,
yes,
figure
man.
That out. You know, that's a great thing to be able to do. Yep, so yep.
Be a blessing to others. Stop worrying about you so much. You know, it's always about me. And what? Well, I'm bored. All right, this and that. No, figure out how you can make somebody else's life better with your time. Now, we got rumor report coming up?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Kevin Hart. And he told some stories about Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know, those are always fun.
Hey, guys. Okay. I'm sorry. Lost y'all for a second.
Shut up. We don't need you. All right?
We don't need you.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk about Drake.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, this is more about an 11-year-old cancer patient, Elijah. Now, unfortunately, Elijah did pass away, but before that happened, he did get to, quote, meet three of his favorite artists, and that is on FaceTime. Here he is talking to Drake, The Weeknd, and J. Cole.
Elijah, it's J. Cole.
Huh, J. Cole, Elijah.
It's a pleasure to meet you, man. I love you, bro.
It's The Weeknd.
That's
fun. Wow. I'm so honored that you invited me to be one of your favorite artists, buddy. Thank you.
What's up?
Yes, sir. I love you, dude.
No. You need a smile.
I appreciate that smile, sir. Thank you. Love you, buddy.
Rest in peace to that young man, Elijah. Salute to J. Cole. Salute to Drake. Who else was it?
It was The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
And The Weeknd. Salute to them, man. You know, because when I be sitting around the house, that's what I'm constantly thinking about. Like, how can I make somebody else's day better? So it's good that those brothers are using their quarantine time to make somebody else's day better. So salute to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Elijah's cousin, Michael, is actually the one who confirmed the news on Instagram and shared those clips of Elijah's FaceTime conversations. He said, over the past 3 years, my 11-year-old cousin, Elijah, has battled cancer with the utmost resilience. Elijah's physical fight is now complete as he transitioned to heaven on Friday. He didn't leave this world without knowing how much he was loved, though. So he did have that opportunity, which was amazing.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Dope.
All right, now Lil Wayne just did an interview with, well, not just did it, but they just put it out with Complex, the sneaker shopping video, and he is on there talking about who his favorite artist is.
Damian Lillard did a bait collab with Adidas. He said, I was inspired by Lil Wayne by that vibe cover.
Oh, okay.
Talk about that brand. It's such like a iconic streetwear brand.
That's funny you said iconic streetwear brand because, you know, you can say streetwear, but they, you know, they went there. Yeah. They way surpassed streetwear. With that said, I just saw on The Breakfast Club, I saw my favorite artist, Lil Baby.
Okay.
I saw Lil Baby with the Babe
yep.
Coach collaboration jacket.
Yeah.
And I was like, so they're doing things.
They
so
took it really
shout
far.
Out Baby and Nate.
I'll drop on the Clues Bombs for Lil Baby. Also drop on the Clues Bombs for Lil Wayne knowing what The Breakfast Club is. Okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, before Lil Wayne, Corona thing, you know, Lil Wayne said he wanted to come through. He said he wanted to come up. But right before the coronavirus and everything got crazy, he hit me and said he wanted to come up. So I'm hopefully when this is all over, said and done, he will join The Breakfast Club. He hasn't been up here yet.
I'm just happy that he knows what the goddamn Breakfast Club is. You know, Lil Wayne don't pay attention to nothing going on in these streets.
He does.
No, he doesn't. Right, he said that himself.
And DJ Jazzy Jeff, by the way, has said that he is now good, thank God, after recovering from pneumonia in both lungs, also losing his sense of smell and taste. He said, I posted yesterday to bring awareness to how serious this is. Please look out for each other. And he did thank his wife also and asked people to please stay at home. So
why didn't he ever get a coronavirus test? Because he never said he had coronavirus, but why he just said he had the symptoms. Why did he never get a test?
Well, he had pneumonia in both of his lungs. He also said he lost his sense of smell, his sense of taste, which is one of the signs of coronavirus. So he didn't actually specify that he had it or didn't have it. I don't know if he got tested or didn't get tested, but...
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Why didn't he get tested? That's what I want to know.
Because he had to go to the doctor, right? If he had pneumonia in his lungs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Lizzo, in the meantime, has been doing some great deeds. And one thing that she's been doing is providing healthcare workers with food and meals. Here's what she had to say in her Instagram videos.
Shout out to all of y'all for being so brave and working so hard and making sure that we're safe and healthy and healing people. That is incredible. You guys are heroes. And so the least I could do is just send you some lunch. I hope you guys enjoy the food. I hope it puts a smile on your face, and I hope that you feel loved and appreciated because you really, truly are.
That's great, man. And shout out to all the restaurants that are out there also. Even though a lot of them are losing business and losing money, they're also doing a lot to provide food for these healthcare workers and everybody that is inspiring right now by actually giving during a time when it's not the easiest time to give.
Absolutely. And salute to Questlove, too. You know, he called in and he talked about the COVID-19 food hub, you know, NYC. That's another good organization that you can, you know, donate money to because they make sure that these kids eat. I donated to them as well. So salute to everybody doing their part.
Yeah, shout out to Camillo. Camillo's a DJ in New York City who has been giving hundreds of pies a day to some of the healthcare workers. He owns a pizzeria. I just thought that was dope. So shout out to Camillo.
That's how you know I'm from down south because you said pie. And I said, man, I would really like me a sweet potato pie right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about pizza goddamn pie,
pizza.
Man.
Pizza
exactly.
Pie, man. Yeah. We from
and
the South,
bro. Brooklyn Chop House, too, because I see they've been providing free meals for all the hospital workers, even though people have had to lay off staff and right. Not making as much money. I see a lot of restaurants, their business is down. A lot of people are still trying to help out. So I think that is the true spirit of what it is for us.
Shout out to Pool and Stratus.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. Now, we did not have time to get to the Kevin Hart, Jay-Z, Beyonce story, but I promise you, next hour, so don't go anywhere. Where can you go?
All right, now, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, man, it's something else that's on the rise during this whole global pandemic, during this coronavirus pandemic. And the thing that is on the rise is domestic violence. So we don't need nobody encouraging that, right? So we need British boxer Billy Joe Saunders to come in front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Just don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkeys.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 1st, goes to a British boxer named Billy Joe Saunders. Now, I don't know if you all realize it, but one thing that is rising during this global pandemic is domestic violence, okay? Across the world, by the way, from Brazil to Germany, China to Greece, from Orangeburg, South Carolina to Sacramento, California, domestic violence is on the rise because women and children who live, with domestic violence abusers have no escape from their abusers during the quarantine, okay? A couple weeks ago, I know an attorney who said to me, sadly, I'm about to make a killing because I had 6 domestic violence calls over the weekend. And I said, damn. And he said, yeah, man, when unemployment goes up, people beat their wives. You know, you are stressed and normal everyday arguments turn to violence. Sad reality, but it's true. Well, Billy Joe Saunders either doesn't know, doesn't show, or doesn't give a damn about what's going on in people's homes in regards to domestic violence, because in the most tone-deaf video I've seen in a long, long time, and that's saying a lot, being that the Trump administration is in the White House, Billy Joe Saunders decided to give a tutorial on how to properly beat your significant other. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Play the clip.
Just want to make a little video just for all you dads, husbands, if you've got girlfriends, etc. Obviously, this COVID-19 is getting very serious and we're isolated away in, you know, very tight spaces. So, right, if your old woman's giving you a little bit of mouth, you try to be calm, cool, but out of the 7th day, you're just about to explode. All of a sudden, she's coming at you now, spitting a bit of venom in your face, ready to say something, you may have left the dishes out. So as she comes in, she's just about to say something, all of a sudden you explode. Bam! On the chin. Yeah, so you've hit her on the chin. At this time, she may flash and see white, thinking, what's just happened? Has he done it? I can't believe this. Whoa, what's happened? She's in a state of horror. And all of a sudden, you just dip down on that knee, whip, and spring up. So you finish her off. Bam. That should do the trick.
Now, you know how I keep talking about during this quarantine, you get to see the real you. Brothers don't have barbers and they're Beijing blackout powder, so the hair is growing out and we get to see our hairlines, social distancing from our foreheads. You see, you know, all the grays on people's temple, you know, Diddy out here looking like Puff Granddaddy, and that's fine. It's actually great. That's who we are, okay? Age is a blessing. Embrace it. But I'm not just talking about physical. I'm talking about what's really inside of you. I'm talking about character. See, people's real characters come out when they are facing adversity, okay? This quarantine, this global pandemic is a bit of adversity. William Arthur Ward once said, adversity causes some men to break, but it causes others to break records. Which are you? Albert Einstein says, adversity introduces a man to himself. Howard Schultz says, in times of adversity and change, we really discover who we are and what we're made of. Billy Joe Saunders is showing you who he is. He's an F-boy.
He couldn't even do this on Today and say April Fool's. Some things you shouldn't play about. And a man beating on a woman is one of those things, especially at a time when domestic violence is going up because of this quarantine. I just read an article on ABC News where police are fearing that domestic violence cases will be on the rise. And Steve Cass Stevens, president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, said he fully believes that the longer these stay-at-home orders are in place, the more of these domestic violence calls they are going to get. Brad Garrett, a former FBI agent, says this is a perfect storm of domestic violence hazards. The shelter in place forces couples to remain home, and the abuser will then have more power to control and abuse the victim, stating they cannot leave for fear of catching the virus. It also may make it more difficult for the abused to report domestic violence since they are constantly with the abusers. They can't even escape and run off to go call the police. Man. And if they can't escape, the shelters will have issues because they're typically set up in dormitory settings. And that's obviously a problem with spreading the virus because you got to have social distance. Do you understand why what Billy Joe Saunders did is such a problem? He's encouraging domestic violence, actually teaching people how to beat their significant others during a time like this. Never a good time to do that, but definitely not at a time like this. Now, ladies, global pandemic or not, coronavirus or not, I will never encourage you to stay with an abuser. You always have a choice because coronavirus can kill you, but so can an abusive, an insignificant other. And I said insignificant other for a reason because he's not significant. Okay, so yes, to me, social distancing, it starts there. If he's living with you, find a way to get that fool up out of your house. Call the police to come take him. If you live with him, I know it seems difficult to pack up and leave at a time like this, but run! And to all the men putting their hands on women, you're not a man. Your job right now is to protect and provide for your family. And even if you can't provide financially right now, provide emotional support, mental support. Because the truth is, you and your lady are in this together. Don't take your hurt, frustration, and anger out on her because you got laid off. Hell, I'm sure she probably laid off too. And if she didn't, thank God that you have a queen to hold it down financially during a time like this. In the meantime, I saw the young GOAT, greatest woman boxer of all time, the undisputed women's middleweight world champion who has unified the WBA, WBC, IBF, and WBO middleweight titles. I'm talking about Clarissa Shields. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Clarissa Shields. I saw Clarissa post a counter to Billy Joe Saunders' video showing victims of domestic violence how to protect themselves against abusers. Let's hear what Clarissa had to say.
Yeah, I saw some video though earlier about what you do to your wife or your girlfriend when she's getting on your nerves. But I have a defense mechanism. You see this bag here, right? We may not be as strong as the men, but we are smarter. When a guy goes here, all I want you ladies to do, you duck. And when you duck, you hit him right there. You see that's that? That's not the stomach, ladies. That is the See, some of us like to hit on the penis. No. Aim through the penis. And that should make him hit the ground. And then you can get away from him. Tutorial for all the women in abusive relationships.
Dropping the Clues Bombs for Clarissa Shields. Giving out helpful tips on how to survive during this quarantine. That is great counter programming. Democrats can learn a thing or two from her in regards to how to properly counter program lame ass propaganda and rhetoric like the one that Billy Joe put out. Please let Remy Ma give British boxer Billy Joe Saunders the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Now, how does this affect his career moving forward?
I actually read that his license was suspended for the time being until a hearing can happen, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, his license has been suspended pending a hearing by the British Boxing Board of Control. Yes, and I think he has since apologized, but nobody want to hear that right now.
All right.
Yeah, I saw his official statement, like, come on, why would you even think that's okay?
Yeah, nothing was okay. Nothing was funny about that. But thank you for that.
It's unacceptable.
Now, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. She'll help you with all your problems. So hit her up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. We got Mona on the line. Mona, good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one second.
Hey, Mona, you at work?
No, I'm on my way to work.
Okay, so before we get started, where do you work, Mona?
I work at a doctor's office in Dearborn, Michigan.
Okay.
All right, so what's going on with Ask Ye?
So basically, I've been working at this job for 6 years. I started off as an MA, and now I'm office manager. I'm the only black person, and I'm also the youngest person. And I deal with racism quite often. I had a coworker who said that she didn't know that the N-word was considered racist. When they buy lunch without asking me what I want, they always buy me fried chicken. I don't even really eat fried chicken. Just comments like, I know you like rap, and I don't even care for rap. Just a lot of things like that. And I'm at a point where I'm really getting tired of it, and I don't know how to handle it.
First of all, y'all need some diversity in that office, right? And that is something that they need to take seriously, because a lot of places are having to make sure that they even have, like, people who work as far as helping create diversity in office environments. Because as you can see, when you don't have diversity, people think that black people are monolithic.
Yeah, even though I'm the youngest person and also the office manager, so I don't know how they would think that.
Now, how do you respond when these things happen? Do you point it out and say, just so you know, just because I'm black doesn't mean I like fried chicken, or just because I'm black doesn't mean I listen to rap music all day?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It depends on how angry I am. Like when she made the comment about the N-word, she didn't know it was offensive. I basically educated her, telling her that the N-word was created way back in slavery, and it was always to identify black people as being like inferior, and that word never have been okay. Like, common sense. I actually use the word common sense.
And was that beneficial when you had that conversation? I'm just curious.
Not really.
You know what? I'm a big fan at work when things...
What is that noise?
What is that noise? Okay.
Hello?
I'm a big fan when things are going on at work like that to leave a paper trail. And what that means is when these incidents do happen, I would make sure that I document them as far as sending an email out to whoever the supervisor is or whoever it is that you need to send that email to, so that you have all of that documented, because that way it makes people think twice about what they're doing and it makes people take things seriously. And I would also request that we bring in somebody to do some diversity training and say, look, this is a very environment where I'm the only black person, I'm the youngest person here, and I feel like this is not representative of the people who we serve in the community. And I would put that in an email as well. But I think it's important for you to document when these things happen and to educate people, which it sucks because I wouldn't want that to have to be my job. But this is also laying down a foundation for your corporation to be even more diverse in the future. And if that means recruiting people, other black people to come and other people of color to come and work in that office, then that's what they need to do. They need to take steps towards doing those things, right?
I would think so. Because personally, like, I'm at a point where it's starting to turn into anger. At first, it was just like, oh, that's just my ignorant coworkers. But now it's starting to, like, really bother me because some stuff is just common sense.
Mm-hmm. Have you spoken to a supervisor?
Well, I'm the manager. And it's a private practice, so, like, I am the supervisor. So it's, like, it's... And then I've talked to my boss, like, the actual doctor before, and he hasn't really done much about it. I don't...
Well, girl, it's time for you to flex your authority as the office manager, and maybe you need to take the initiative to bring in more people, more diverse, staff. But also, maybe it's time for you to call a meeting with everybody and be like, let's set some ground rules down here and let's go over anything and put all these things on the table and make it mandatory for people to come.
I can agree with that. I can do that.
All right. I'll be very curious to hear how this turns out.
I've been bothered since this whole conversation started. I'm judging you for not liking fried chicken and rap music. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
No,
like, don't let what other
people... I like chicken.
Just not fried.
You like it grilled.
I like rap, but I also like country. I also like R&B. I also like punk rock. I like different things. And the problem is not that I like rap music. The problem is you don't know anything about me or my personal life to preconceive that I like those type of things.
You don't want them stereotyping you is what you're saying.
Right.
Exactly. Basically look at me and say, oh, you're black. This is who you are. No, I'm black. And that's
some Popeyes.
How I was born. That doesn't signify my personality trait.
Okay. Right. All I'm simply saying is don't miss out on the beauty of Popeyes, okay? Just because you care about what other people think of you. All right? Somebody bring you a Popeyes chicken sandwich, you appreciate it.
No,
I get it.
I'm tired of them buying me chicken. I'm tired of them buying me chicken. I don't even order chicken. I order burgers.
Right, order fries. She's like, I might want a salad.
My goodness.
Right, what's I've never ordered chicken not once working here.
Let me ask you a question. I bet you every time you get a salad, you put grilled chicken in it.
I do.
Exactly.
Not fried. What's your favorite country song, Mona? What's your favorite country song?
My favorite country song? I mean, I'm kind of like a fake country artist. I like Taylor Swift. I consider her country.
Okay, she's pop now. But Mona, I will say this, though. You are the manager, so I think for you, you have the power and the authority. Don't feel like you don't have the power and authority to make sure that you make certain things happen in that office.
Okay.
Thank you, Mama. Good luck.
I want her to flex her authority up in there.
Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need advice, relationship advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
It's Marlon.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's your question for Yee?
I just really wanted to get some relationship advice this morning. Good morning to everybody, by the way.
Hey, Marvin.
Good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing? Just trying to figure out, you know, what's the best move. I've been with, you know, my girlfriend for about 9 months, and, you know, she's pregnant with twins. And, you know, she's, you know, all of a sudden about 2 months ago just decided that, you know, she didn't want to do it anymore. You know, it's a lot for her to take on. And, you know, it's just really frustrating for me and, like, hard for me right now, you know, dealing with all of it, you know. And we, like, haven't been talking, you know, barely, you know. And I've been, you know, reaching out, trying to do it, talk to her. She's blocked me. Like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? If all this, now you decide, you know, this is what you want to do, you know, with pregnant with twins and that's just really tough for me right now, just trying to figure out what to do and like how to approach the situation.
Marvin, I gotta ask you this. So she just all of a sudden out of nowhere decided she doesn't want to be with you anymore?
Just all of a sudden, just out of the blue, she sat me down. She was just like, look, like I need some space. You know, I want to take a break. You know, it started with a break and then that break led to, you know, like I said, it's been about 2 months.
But this just happened, like, you didn't do anything. She wasn't upset about anything. I mean, she just decided.
My opinion of it, you know, my view of the relationship, to me, everything was perfect. But, yeah, she just pretty much just told me that it was just a lot she's dealing with. She didn't know if it was the hormones. She didn't know if it's mm-hmm. just, you know, she just felt like she needed to just take a break.
Well, a couple of things, Marvin. I would say you do have to respect. She's pregnant not with just one child, but twins. And so just mentally, I can't even imagine how that would be scary to her, especially right now with everything that's happening, right, with coronavirus. And I'm sure she's in the house on lockdown trying to make sure that she stays healthy and stays away from people. So that's not easy in itself. She told you specifically it could be the hormones. She doesn't even know what it is, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And so I think right now the best thing for you to do is respect the fact that this woman's body is going through a lot. And she's going through a lot with her hormones that she can't control. But then she's also going through a lot from everything that's happening right now in the world, right?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing for me, just taking into consideration that, you know, she is pregnant. You know, a lot of the women in my life have really been kind of telling me that, you know, she's pregnant, you got to just deal with it. You know, so I'm taking that into consideration and, you know, mm-hmm. just trying to, like, just figure out. But for me, in order to stay mentally healthy, because it affects me a lot, you know, just throughout the day. It's, like, it's constantly on my mind and just trying to figure out, like, damn, like, you know, just everything going so good to now we, like, you know, barely talking. And the best thing I tried to explain to her was, you know, everything that we're doing, especially being that you're pregnant, like, I want to experience this with you. Like, this whole experience, you know, I want to mm-hmm. have with you. So it's just,
you know, I want to just say this. I think right now the most important thing is for her to stay healthy and to have those babies and make sure those babies are healthy, right? That's top priority over anything else, right?
Exactly.
So all you can do is be supportive of her right now. Make sure whatever it is that she needs that you can provide that you do. If she needs some space from you, don't crowd her. Don't, you know, right now, just anything you can do to be supportive. If that means reaching out to her family and making sure that you stay in contact that way and making sure she's good, you know, you need to do those things and respect the fact that right now is a difficult time. And so we just want to make sure those babies are healthy. And then after that, I think you guys will really have to work more on your relationship. But let's make sure that happens first and foremost.
Yeah, I think Ye gave the best advice, bro. Just at this time while she's pregnant, her hormones are raging. Just let her be her. You do whatever you can to make sure she's comfortable, to make sure she's happy. Don't get into arguments. If she wants ice cream with strawberries and cornflakes, go get it. If she wants a Slurpee from 7-Eleven, go get it. I'm serious. Whatever she wants, because this is a difficult time. She has two babies inside of her. So
and it's the hardest time right now with coronavirus.
Don't even beef with her. Don't even argue. Just she wins.
You got to sacrifice. So
why are you
your
sending that man
just right now?
Why are you sending that man to 7-Eleven to get a slushy?
Because it's
during the social
right
distancing time.
It's essential right now.
He better learn how to make it at home.
That man go to 7-Eleven and catch coronavirus and bring coronavirus back to that young lady. We don't know how that affects the babies.
Whatever she wants, you do, brother. There's no telling her no.
Protect yourself and protect the house, King. Sending that man to 7-Eleven.
All right, so good
come
luck,
back
though.
With his plushie
and
coronavirus.
Look at this right now as a sacrifice for your kids. You know, you got to just sacrifice. And I know it sucks, but you have to kind of sacrifice your feelings right now just to make sure she's good no matter what.
Thank you guys so much.
Good luck, brother. Good luck, man.
Thank you. Yes, good luck.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you could hit Yee. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and I told you earlier, we're going to talk about this Kevin Hart, Jay-Z, and Beyonce story. And let's get into it. It's a bit of a disaster because nobody wants to be sticky in the club.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, so Kevin Hart is telling some interesting stories right now. Another story he just recently told was about spilling pineapple juice in the club after Jay-Z invited him over to his section. Listen to this.
All-Star Weekend, Hov and B go to the club. I go, let me go holler at Hov. I go walk over to the section. And, you know, after a long conversation, he goes, well, Kev, what you drinking? I go, I don't care. I said, oh, let me get some of this. I'm going to mix it with the pineapple juice. I go reach my hand for the pineapple juice. Pineapple juice spills. And as I'm watching that, I look up at him. He turns around, bends down. Somebody talking in his ear. He comes back up to me. He go, Kev, you just spilled pineapple juice all over my wife's legs and shoes. I said, get out of here.
That's actually an oldie but goodie. If you are a longtime follower of Kevin Hart, he told that story before. But, I mean, come on.
Here he is talking about what he actually had to do after the pineapple juice spilled all over. Guess who? Beyonce.
I look behind him. She like getting napkins. She's got like a pound of napkins, wiping everything. I feel bad, man. I reach in my pocket. I grab some money. I ball it up and I shake Hov's hand. I put it in his hand and I go, look, this is the best that I can do. And he like, Kev, you ain't got to do that. I'm like, nah, man, I feel like shit. I leave. I look over at Hov to see if he's looked in his hand. I could tell he did because he's shaking his head. It's a look of disgust on his face. I gave him $20. That's all I had on me at the time. I just paid for the pineapple juice.
It's a great story. That is the story you tell your grandkids. And Kevin Hart does look like a granddaddy.
All over Beyonce.
Kevin Hart does look like a granddaddy without that goddamn blackout. He got the blackout now, though. He didn't have the blackout for a couple weeks.
Yeah, now he put it back.
Now, another thing that Jay-Z did was release the unreleased version of Holy Grail with The Dream. This is on Tidal.
You take the clothes off my back and I'd let you. You steal the food right out of my mouth. Not what you eat and I still won't know why. Why I love you so much.
I just don't like that record, man. I've never liked Holy Grail. I don't know why. That's like one of my least favorite Jay-Z records. And my boy Wax used to play that song every single day when it came out. Like when we would come into work, like every single day. He loved that record. I don't like Holy Grail.
No.
Well, The Dream was actually previewing that for people during that battle he had with Sean Garrett. So a lot of great moves came out of that. All right, now Jay-Z and Rihanna's foundations are coming together and they're going to be donating $1 million to coronavirus response efforts. So it's a special cause with the Sean Carter Foundation along with Rihanna's Clara Lionel Foundation. They're donating $1 million each for coronavirus response efforts. So that's a great thing. They're going to support undocumented workers, the children of frontline health workers, first responders, incarcerated, elderly and homeless populations in New York City and in L.A. And they're offering daycare, learning materials, food and supplies for the kids of frontline health workers and first responders also.
That's great.
Dropping the clues bars for Hov and Rihanna for being leaders. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do when you're, you know, in those positions. Because, like, let's be for real. You know, people like Hov and Rihanna,
they're not going to be really impacted by, you know, this situation. When this is all, they're going to be good now. When this is all said and done, they're probably going to end up being better. So it's just like, yo, be a blessing to somebody else when you're blessed with abundance.
That's a fact. Now, we've been
talking about Rihanna on the cover of British Vogue also. Another story that Rihanna told in that cover story was how she actually left her Grammys performance back in 2016 in the middle of doing her hair and makeup, and that was because of anxiety. She said half of her lash was on. She said that despite her confident demeanor and despite her being in the spotlight for years, she still gets nervous before even getting in the car to go do something. She said it can be devastating. And so this was the 58th Grammys, and she was scheduled to perform Kiss It Better, and she was nominated for 8 awards at that Grammys, and she canceled her performance. And, wow, you know, they said she was also battling bronchitis at the time, so she just decided not to do it.
That I respect it. Dropping the clues bombs for Rihanna.
That doesn't seem when you, it seems like an artist like that just never gets anxiety, just does what they do. Like, it just comes so natural, but you see otherwise.
Well, that's the thing about anxiety, right? You know, you have rational anxiety and you have irrational anxiety. Sometimes, you know, the rational anxiety is knowing that you do have to go on stage and perform in front of thousands of people, so you kind of accept that, and you know what comes with that. But then sometimes, you know, it's the irrational that kicks in, and you just start getting all of these crazy ass thoughts about what could go wrong. And I respect her for leaving, because I'm the same way. I won't even show up. Y'all know me.
All right, now Kobe Bryant has a new book out today, and this is a follow-up to the Wizenard series Training Camp, and it's called Season 1. And Vanessa Bryant was promoting this book also to let people know that it's out. So she was on her Instagram, and she said, "Welcome back to Dren. We hope you are all ready to catch up with the West Bottom Badges for another magical basketball season. The Wizenard series Season 1 is out now." So for people that want to purchase that book, she also provided the link for you to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Book business got to be booming right now. I know radio is up like 20-30%, but book business got to be booming, because I be ordering all kind of books.
I do a lot of
Audible. What?
The streaming services. They were talking about how the numbers are up for all streaming services right now, because everyone's in the house, so it's crazy.
That podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Everything where somebody's entertaining somebody has to be up, absolutely.
I listen to a lot of Audible. I've been downloading a lot of Audible books.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
And buying movies. I've been buying movies like a mother. I've been watching movies, streaming movies, but buying movies, I've been buying all types of movies.
But there's so many movies that I guess there's a lot of new ones out. You know what I just bought? The Mule. It's a movie called The Mule. So shout out to comic Jay Will. He's starring in that. Encino from Detroit. But they have their own independent movie that's out right now. And I had to buy it on Vimeo.
I'm going to check that out. All right.
And well, people got to stop lying when people say, "Oh, I watched all of Netflix." No, you didn't. Because I can tell you exactly. This is what you do. Watch Brokeback Mountain tonight, or watch Moonlight, and then go to all the recommendations that they give you once you watch Brokeback Mountain or Moonlight, and go down that
Moonlight
rabbit hole.
Moonlight is an excellent movie. Did you see Moonlight, Emmy? Did you see Moonlight?
No, I didn't see
Moonlight. Moonlight is great.
You, it's a really, really good movie, I will say.
Moonlight is good. But I'm just saying, whenever somebody says that they watched all of Netflix, tell them, put one of those two movies in and then go to the recommendations. I bet you ain't never been to that section of Netflix. Oh,
and make sure you guys watch Uncorked, too. Did you guys see Uncorked?
Sounds like that's in that category, but no, I haven't seen it.
No, it's not.
But Prentice, actually, this is his first movie that he's directing. So shout out to Prentice Penny. You know, he's been on the show before, and he works on Insecure also.
I got plans to watch that this weekend.
Okay.
It was really good. And I think for anybody who wants to learn more about wine, you know, it will help you a lot. That's something I've been wanting to do. I don't know anything about wine.
Well, I'm going to see Ozark. So I got to see. I got to finish Ozark now. That's a good one.
The only reason I haven't watched Uncorked yet, because I only drink on weekends, and I didn't watch it last weekend. So I'm going to drink some wine this weekend, and me and the wife will watch Uncorked this weekend.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that Rumor Report. When we come back to People's Choice Mix, get your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Questlove for checking in today.
Yes,
good brother, Questlove.
Guy.
Questlove got a podcast on iHeartRadio, too, by the way. It's him and my man Fonte from Lil Brother.
Yeah, shout out to Questlove. He also does this DJ thing. I'm not sure if he does it every night or every other night or once a week, but he was on last night, and he was just playing the grooves. Just good, mellow, chill music, man. I loved it.
Questlove has like 100 jobs because he also has his book out right now, Creative Quest. And then he did the music for that show, High Fidelity, starring Zoe Kravitz. That's on Hulu, which, by the way, is another great watch if you're in the house quarantining like us and you need some things to watch.
I hope what he said isn't true, though. I don't want the game to go all virtual. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to still be able to leave the house for some things. I do agree with some aspects of entertainment are just good watching from the seat of your own home. And especially with the DJing thing, right? Like, what he said is true. When people go to these concerts, they're always looking through their phone. And, like, now nobody feels like they're missing out. Like, everybody is involved. But, yeah, I just hope that this doesn't become a regular thing.
Nah, I don't think it will. I mean, when this is over, I mean, nobody wants to go to a concert and see a concert over Zoom or over Insta Live. Like, you want to feel the music. You want to feel the vibe. You want to see the reactions. That's part of going out to a concert.
Maybe. But this does flatten the earth a lot, right? Because everybody's VIP in a sense. Everybody got a front row seat.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just saying I hope it doesn't. I hope the game just doesn't go all the way virtual. I really do. Really hope.
Like, my girls are right now in a group text trying to plan a girls trip for, like, at the end of the year. So I think no matter what, nothing beats, like, being face-to-face and spending time, absolutely, quality time with people. So that experience I don't think will ever go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. All right. You can always Google your favorite destination and all of y'all get on Zoom and gather around Jamaica.
No, we cannot.
Gather around the Bahamas.
Not the same.
Make yourself a little rum punch at the house. Turn the heat up a little bit. Put your bikini on. You know what I mean?
Nah. All right. When we come back, positive note, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, I was going to say what you guys doing today. Are you guys doing anything today? Because today is Wacky Wednesday in my house, so we get to wear wacky clothes.
I have to go to the supermarket. I have to go to the supermarket today. Yeah, you know what? I've been making smoothies every day, right? And so, you know, you can't buy too many fruits ahead of time.
Right.
And so I have enough, like, for a week. And so now it's time for me to go back to the supermarket and re-up on my fruits and vegetables.
All right. Well, just be careful out there. Wear a mask and wear some gloves.
I have all of that.
All right.
Michelle, I want to salute Essence. Essence is doing something today online. It's called Essence of the Matter. It's the coronavirus's impact on Black America, and it's through the Essence Wellness House, and it's a virtual summit. And they'll be screaming live on Essence Studios all day long. And I will be on from 2 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And the title of my segment is "You've Got This: Staying Sane, Staying Mentally Healthy During Quarantine." So today, right, from 2 o'clock to 2:30, you can go to essence.com and they'll be screaming live on Essence Studios. And it's just this whole great virtual summit they're having, talking about coronavirus's impact on Black America. So I'll be doing that today.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Last night my kids put on a show. It was a comedy, singing, dancing magic show. So they're going to put on another show today. So I'm excited about that. Show starts at 9 o'clock. I got to get my tickets, and I'm excited about that. They make tickets and everything, so that's the best thing about having so many damn kids. Boy, they be putting on shows after shows after shows.
But yeah, whole basketball
speaking of putting
team.
On, speaking of putting on, I see you put on a hat too, my nigga. What's up with that? Why you got a hat on in the house?
My hair good, man. My
that's
hair,
bad luck. Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
My good. You know what I mean?
It looks like you need a deep
condition. What about you? Like, why don't you take off that hood?
So Dominican.
Why don't you take off that hood?
Yeah, we want to see your hair too, Charlamagne. We've been talking about it this morning.
No. My hairline is trash.
Your hair looks like Kevin Durant.
It does.
But
so now that you know it, now that I've described to you what it looks like, you don't need to see it. Okay,
from halfway.
Listen, my hairline is. You brought up Effie's hair. He took his hat off.
My hairline is definitely social distancing from my forehead. I've been told y'all that.
All right. Well, leave us on a positive.
If you want to get a glimpse of my hairline, you can go on my Instagram and look at this video me and Jess Hilarious did on IG Live a couple of days ago. I'll show you how far my hairline go back. I know my limitations in life.
I'm sorry for you.
Yes.
All right, RoboCop.
Listen, the positive note is simply this. Character. Character is not just a word. It's a mental attitude. It's an action. Okay, simplicity, which defines who we really are when nobody notices. And right now, at a time like this, it's very true. Character matters.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.